You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The 48 custom lanes have been dismantled, and the on-center is definitely much quieter after the U.S. Bowling Congress packed up and left town last week. WAER Scott Willis reports tourism officials and downtown restaurants are looking back fondly at the 107 days the Open Championships tournament was underway.
It's not every day that 40,000 competitors plus their family and friends come to your door for a visit.
This is one of a kind. This is a once every 20-year type of event.
Visit Syracuse President and CEO Danny Liedtke says the impact was overwhelmingly positive. He says it justifies the investment in the former Hotel Syracuse near the convention center.
It shows that we can host large-scale events in our downtown. This gives us great credibility and the ability to go after large groups that haven't been here because we haven't had a hotel downtown.
USBC officials are expressing their gratitude to the city, county, and region for welcoming and hosting the bowlers from late March into early July. Open Championships Tournament Director Dwayne Hagan says bowling is almost secondary to getting out and about.
When you ask them why they come to bowl the tournament, it's not to knock over pins. It's to see a new city, spend time with their friends in the new city. And so that's definitely the draw of our event for most of the players.
He says some venture to neighboring counties or even a bit farther out to the Finger Lakes, Cooperstown, and Niagara Falls. But most stayed downtown, eating and drinking at any number of restaurants and bars. General Manager of Evergreen in Hanover Square, Chris Spencer, was glad some bowlers apparently found a favorite spot.
There was a group that came in multiple times, and I know we have good relationships with a bunch of other businesses around town, and we actually got a lot of referrals from the bowlers going into other businesses and then coming to us, which is great for the community.
Pretty much throughout the duration, we had groups coming in both for lunch and dinner. Sometimes they were easier to spot than others. They'd be wearing their bowling shirts. It had a really nice impact. I kind of like the fact that it was just sort of spread out.
That's Steve Morrison, chef owner of the Mission Restaurant, about two blocks from the lanes at the On Center. Hagan with the USBC says the length of the tournament means the organization and its bowlers build a relationship with the host community.
It's part of the package that we sell, that we're going to bring an economic impact, but that we're going to involve ourselves in your community and we're going to have your community involve yourself in us so that when we both leave, we have memories. The bowlers have memories of Syracuse. Syracuse has memories of the event being here.
And perhaps a fresh perspective among those who live here. Danny Liedtke with Visit Syracuse says our residents are among the biggest critics of their town.
When somebody from another community comes in and sees all that Syracuse and Onondaga County has to offer and they take advantage of it, it sends a great message. And it's a great tool for us when we're recruiting new business. That really helps turn the tide in a world that's so driven by consumer opinion. To have that person coming from afar and give us that positive review is really what we need to push this area forward.
He says the county spent about $3 million to bring the USBC to town. In return, they may have hit the expected local impact of $75 million and pushed Syracuse from last place in hotel occupancy rates to the top of the pack across upstate. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.